This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thanks for dropping in. It is the Wednesday program on the DJV side of things, July the 3rd. Happy July 4th. And I think that's appropriate when you say happy July 4th. It is, it's good. Say. That's a, who did that song? Say. Is that a Michael Jackson
song? That
was
Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson together, yeah.
Ah, that was it. Yes, okay. Good for you. That's the voice of Jennifer Horn, who's here to say, along with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. The IRS gets their wings clipped. I'll talk about that after Jennifer drops one on us. You ready to drop it?
Wow. Yeah, like a bomb. I'm going to drop it like it's hot.
Drop.
All right. Nike in the focus. Nike sales have grown since they started an ad campaign with former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. I think it's fair to say that Colin Kaepernick is a bit of a controversial figure. He played for the San Francisco 49ers. He was the guy, if you don't remember, who started the kneeling during the national anthem trend in the NFL. He started working for Nike. He's out of football. But this week, Nike had launched this tennis shoe that had a, they called it the American flag, or they called it the flag.
Betsy Ross flag.
They called it the USA shoe. It was an Air Max 1, but Nike pulled this version of the shoe because it had that revolutionary era US flag. The Betsy Ross flag is what people are calling it on the back. It's actually, I think, a cool looking shoe. It's white with red and blue, and it's got the flag in the back. Colin Kaepernick reached out to Nike after learning they planned to release the sneaker, and he explained to them that the flag, at least in his mind, recalled an era when black people were enslaved and that it was that it had been appropriated by white nationalist groups. Now, Nike listened to Colin Kaepernick, and they pulled these shoes off of the market. It's very hard to get, and there are a few versions of that sneaker that slipped out that are actually selling right now for like $3,000.
Yeah, say $1 million by the time they get worn out.
I think as of yesterday, it was like $3,500. Now, Nike made this announcement. They said they were pulling the shoe. And in response to that, the governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, said, well, we had some incentives, tax incentives planned to try to bring a Nike plant to Arizona. And we're pulling those back, or at least I'm going to do my best to pull those tax incentives back because we stand for the flag. And if Nike doesn't, then we don't really want them in our state. This has ignited a big conversation across the country about whether or not there was a link to slavery with this flag, whether or not Nike should have pulled the shoe, and of course whether or not the governor of Arizona should have tried to pull or claw back those tax incentives that were being offered to the Nike Corporation to bring their latest facility into that state.
So I'm not sure I really get this. Is he that influential, that powerful?
It wasn't just him, though. Yeah, it wasn't just him. They posted images online before Kaepernick's name got involved, Nike, and there were people who popped up immediately on Twitter and Instagram, and Serena Williams is also repped by Nike, and I think she had made a comment on Twitter just kind of not really understanding what the point of going back to the original Betsy Ross flag. Well, I don't see a point in it either. Forget about the slavery thing. I just don't get it. That's not our flag anymore. So I don't get it. I think it was stupid that Nike
didn't get either side of him, actually. I don't get either side of him.
I get the slavery thing, but I also just don't understand what was the incentive to take a flag that we've had. How many versions ago was that? Like, that was a long time ago.
If it's the Betsy Ross flag, it's the first flag, 13 stars
right.
And stripes, and so I
don't know. I mean, Colin Kaepernick's taking ownership of this one. Whether there are other people involved on Twitter, the way the media has been covering this is that it's a Colin Kaepernick issue, and I think that is important because there are many people who feel that he is already anti-American, and that's why they're given it to Nike, because they feel like Nike is siding with him over just releasing the shoe that they want to release. there's a lot of things. I think Betsy Ross is actually a positive symbol in this country, a positive, maybe one of the first positive symbols for women.
Women, yeah.
In this country. And so to try to correlate that particular flag with negativity or slavery, sure, our nation was imperfect. Sure, there are things in this country that we shouldn't be proud of, but that have been corrected and that we should stand for. And it's hard for me to see something like that shut down when I think it shows the story of who we are and how we got to where we are today. There are a lot of things that you could say, well, we can't have belts anymore because belts were used by slave owners on slaves. I mean, when does that stop? There's always something that you can correlate back to a dark time in our history instead of celebrating how far we've come. I just think it's a negative way to look at that.
If it was marketed differently, maybe if they said in honor of women's 100 years of getting the vote, I just think that the marketing was so off on this. They just plopped this shoe out with this flag.
I
see what you're saying about the Betsy Ross and of course advancement of women and things. But if they had actually presented it in a different way, there was no context to this shoe whatsoever. I was looking at some of the first images that they put out. It was like, here's the new Nike Air Max, and it's like, well, why? I didn't get any of it. I thought it was just a huge misstep, just from a marketing perspective.
And by the way, why Colin Kaepernick in sneakers? I could see if he was endorsing knee pads.
He's like the biggest earner for Nike. He signed a huge contract with them. It would be like back in the day if Tiger Woods decided that he didn't want Nike to be a sponsor anymore.
More than
it would some be a
of
huge
the
loss.
Other basketball players that wear Nikes?
This is politics at play. He has made Nike some money, and he's stirred controversy and put them into the headlines.
So does he have something to say about where the Nikes are made, by whom? Does he ever talk about that? Anybody else talking about the conditions?
I don't follow
under
him,
which,
so I don't know. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah, this is part of the problem that I have with Colin Kaepernick, and I have from the beginning, is that he has a gigantic platform to make change for all the problems that he whines about. And I actually committed to myself that this weekend, because this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to see what his charitable giving is like. Because the fact that things are happening every single day in Chicago, and we don't hear Colin Kaepernick say anything about it except about a tennis shoe, give me a break. He has a huge platform and a huge opportunity to make real change in this country, and he's not using it. If he cares, he should be talking about this stuff every single day.
Well, he cares.
Well, police violence has been against blacks. That's why he's been kneeling.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the military. People forget about that.
I'm not saying that he has anything to do with the military. I'm saying that in Chicago, there are black people being murdered on the streets, in their homes, where they lie, every single day. And Colin Kaepernick has an opportunity. If this is what he cares about and he's passionate about, he's got the biggest platform probably in the country to talk about this. And I hear him talking about none of it. I see him kneeling, and I hear him talking about a tennis shoe. And so, to me, he seems like an opportunistic person.
What's the point?
Right.
What's the whole point of having that power and that influence if you don't use it all the way? It's interesting. Nikes, I wouldn't give you a nickel for them because I think they're too expensive anyway. If my son had a pair and he was handing them down to me, I might wear them. But would I go out and spend that kind of dough? No, for two reasons. A, because they're too expensive, and B, because I don't like...
They're the same price as every other shoe.
No.
They're the same as Adidas and all, and you know, they're on par.
They're all overpriced, given where they get them and how much it costs them to make them. All right, so that takes care, not necessarily the whole story, but it's good for food for thought, as is this. The Taxpayer First Act, you're familiar with that, all of you? Yes? Taxpayer First Act was signed... Well, it was signed a year or so ago, but then yesterday the president signed a law that forbids the Internal Revenue Service from seizing your bank account if you have nothing more than allegations against you. This story came to my attention because a dairy farmer friend of mine sent me. There was some people that are from that field. You know, I'm a farmer, raise cows, and do a program called The American Family Farmer. You can hear the podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This is going to be the subject matter of some of our conversation on the program this week. The IRS used to be able to take your property based on nothing more than allegation that the person involved had structured their deposits or withdrawals to evade the Fed's reporting requirements of the IRS. This kind of money grab, which, like other forms of civil forfeiture which had been in existence, did not require criminal charges. In other words, you were guilty until you were proven innocent, which is unconstitutional. But they've been getting away with it for years and years and years, since the early 1950s, I think.
And they can take your car, right? I've heard stories. Yeah, I've heard stories about when they seize your bank accounts and then you have
to
pay for
an accountant. You put $10,001 in the bank, they'll come on you like a, well, they would have prior to this thing being signed. The 1970 Act, which was humorously called the Bank Secrecy Act, required financial institutions to...
Who would sign that?
I know, right?
They've gotten trickier with their bill titles. I get upset about it, but at least it's not blatant.
Yeah.
It's Tricky Dicky who signed that, actually. And anyway, so...
Oh, it sounds like something he would love to do, right? Seize people's assets without their constitutional rights.
And absolutely. Yeah, he was great at that. Anyway, so a fellow who's from Maryland, Kara, dairy farmer named Randy Sowers... had $60,000 seized from him, and they didn't have. It was something to do with the way the milk income was reported. I mean, something really ridiculous. And there are a bunch of other examples that have the same structure to them. Section of the Taxpayer First Act that Trump signed codifies the shift in policy, saying, quote, property may only be seized by the IRS if the property to be seized was derived from an illegal source or the funds were structured for the purpose of concealing the violation of the criminal law, and you can prove it. It has been proven. So you can't just go grab somebody's property until you or the IRS has proven their point. And that is the, when you go right down to brass tacks.
Well, that should be the way it is, isn't it?
Of course it should be the way it is.
How can you afford to defend yourself against the government?
They take all your money.
If they take
all your means.
Yeah,
it's like debtor's prison.
You can't even get an accountant. Yeah.
A debtor's prison. They put people in jail because they owe people money. How the hell are you going to pay it back if you're in jail?
Right.
Go around in circles. So good for Trump and good for this.
I'm guessing that the reason that they did this initially is not about dairy farmers or people.
Individual,
but this is
business owners, small business.
Yeah, I'm assuming that this was like, if they're going after somebody who's like a, who's the guy, the pyramid scheme guy? I'm blanking on his name.
Madoff?
Bernie Madoff. I'm assuming that that's really why this became a law, because it's targeting people like him who would have moved all of his assets into his wife's name or overseas or whatever. I'm guessing that. So they're going to have to come up with a way to handle both sides of that, I think.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Madoff. What's that, Rachel? I was thinking of her. I hope she hasn't had any trouble with the IRS. Power swabs, white teeth, smile, very easy. This is a word association game. You ladies ready? If I say works in 5 minutes, would you come up with power swabs?
Yes.
If I say proven to whiten teeth in 2 shades in 5 minutes, would you say that was power swabs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lift stains off caps, crowns, and veneers. Power swabs?
Yep.
Minimum sensitivity. Power swabs?
Doug Steffen.
Excellent.
Oh, boo.
Oh, come on.
Okay, all right.
That was a zinger.
Yeah, it's of course.
That was a good one. But see, now that you can laugh and you've got these perfectly white teeth.
Nice teeth.
See?
Yep. 800-208-1797. Get you the whitest teeth around in the most natural, healthy way. 800-208-1797. Power swabs. When you have somebody answer the phone, tell them you're listening to DJV. Get it for 50% of the retail price. 800-208-1797. Smile.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
First really big hit for Smokey. Tears of a Clown. Smokey Robinson. Just like Pagliacci Baby. You want to hear that?
I don't know that, whatever you're trying to sing.
Right. Yeah, just like Pagliacci Baby.
I don't know what that is.
Pagliacci Baby.
Yeah. Right. Pagliacci was an important painter.
Oh, all right. Sounds you like know? It.
But anyway, Smokey. Made some new
look
friends.
Him up. Renaissance period?
I was an art history major, and I've never heard that, so.
All right. Crank it up here, Kara. I guess the Pagliacci.
It's an Italian
Pagliacci.
Opera. It's not an artist.
It's an opera. Okay.
I knew it was Pagliacci. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Smokey made some new friends at the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. They had an adorable jam session. If you saw the video, Smokey teaches patients Calvin, Cassidy, and Alana the song Get Ready, Temptation song. Fabulous song. Oh, my God. Great song this is. Get ready. They sing the tune, clap their hands to the beat, and even they delve into small side chat about how Smokey got his name. The visit was part of his participation in the Music Gives to St. Jude's Kids Initiative, which aims to inspire bands, their fans, and the music industry as a whole to raise awareness for St. Jude. Probably one of the few places wholly supported by pretty much everybody that gets involved. Smokey said, it means the world to me to be able to spend time with these amazing kids and experience the joy that music brings to their faces. There's a magic in song, and the ability to harness that magic to help heal your mind and body is truly a gift. I'm honored to share my love for music with these brave children and in turn share that experience with the world through this video. Yep. Pretty much video says it all about that music. So good for him. Good for all the people that work well with the St. Jude's. One of the few places, a few 501c3s like that that I think does what it's supposed to do. Patti LaBelle up next for being honored in Philadelphia. That's her hometown. Got her own street named after her. A stretch of Broad Street renamed for LaBelle during the ceremony yesterday. The thoroughfare between Locust and Spruce Streets, called Patti LaBelle Way. Lady Marmalade was Patti's first number one hit when she was the lead singer of the group LaBelle. She also had a successful solo career with hits like You're My Friend and New Attitude. Sometimes she's referred to as the godmother of soul. She's won 2 Grammy Awards, has appeared on TV programs like The American Horror Story. Why was she on that?
Just because she's an icon, and Murphy likes to throw people in there, like Adam Levine's been on it, and a lot of people who are in the music world.
She had a cooking show called Patti LaBelle's Place. Her pies and cakes are huge at Walmart. And she's the only guest on record that fell asleep during an interview on this program. So
that is true, right?
Yeah, it is. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1, find a quiet place if you can. 2, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. 3, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4, sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Clean living. Most times, it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many political observers believe the presidential campaign of one of the many Democrats in the field may be winding down now. The former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper shaking up his campaign staff this week.
These campaigns are long, hard campaigns, and you don't always get it right with the first team.
Hickenlooper also struggling to raise money. Politico reports his senior staff urged him to withdraw from the race last month and to consider a run instead for U.S. Senate. The Trump administration apparently giving up the battle to include a question about citizenship on the 2020 census form, saying it will print the questionnaire without it. The U.S. Supreme Court having dealt a blow to the administration's efforts last week by knocking it down to a lower court. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Four at the hour, day before 4th of July. We'll be here live tomorrow morning doing our program, the DJV Way. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, all your favorite people on the air. You can count on us to be here. This feels very interesting. This week feels like Christmas in a manner of speaking, in that a lot of people are not driving the roads around where I am, around the farm, just like nobody's home. Hello, knock, knock. And that's because a lot of people are on vacation. And aren't you lucky if you're in the Northeast where Kara is and Victoria and I, the weather is fabulous. I guess the weather on West Coast, Jennifer, is pretty good this week as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's been very nice and mild. It's 85, but it's yeah. There's nice breeze. It's
the same
been a really
here.
Nice
yep.
week.
Dry, very, very nice. So congratulations to all of you who are taking vacation time off. Hope you're having a wonderful time. Take us along so that you know what's going on in the world. I have an icky, sticky, yucky department sort of story after Victoria brings us up to date on the passing of an American icon.
Yeah, and that's exactly how most people would describe Lee Iacocca. He died yesterday morning at the age of 94, and, of course, he's an automobile industry legend, He was the child of Italian immigrants. He grew up in very humble conditions. He became one of the most powerful and best-known executives in Detroit. He became the president of Ford Motor in 1970. He was fired from Ford because he had a dispute with the then company heir, Henry Ford II. So then he decided he was going to take his talents over to, which was a struggling company at the time, Chrysler. He used his business skills and his ability to turn a phrase, and he won federal loan guarantees that helped Chrysler avoid bankruptcy in 1980. And he, during his career, he became closely associated with at least three what are being called iconic vehicles. He is credited, widely credited, as being the father of the Ford Mustang, as well as the K car that helped Chrysler pull out of its financial slump. I don't know what the K car is.
K car was a small car, best presented by the Neon, but it was a small it's sort of a unibody car. Everything was built on the frame. It was very creative, very inexpensive to build, and it was a good performer. And when I say inexpensive, very good on gas, maintenance, that sort of thing. He had a great mind, and he was responsible for the minivan too.
I don't like minivans, but I understand that they're everywhere.
You don't have to like them, but they were very well presented, and they were really, really well accepted.
They were something that was totally new. There was nothing like it anywhere for parents and families and things like that.
And the Chrysler minivan, I think, is still around today.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Yeah. See them everywhere.
All kinds of minivans. Yeah, he definitely. If it started with Chrysler, then every other company has copied their own version.
Of
a minivan.
He
also is known for his charitable work. He spearheaded efforts to restore both the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. There are a lot of other things he's known for. He did TV commercials, and he did all kinds of stuff. He served as the Chrysler pitch man, even did a TV commercial with Snoop Dogg. And in 1999, all the way back then, this is how much of a visionary he was, he attempted to form an electric vehicle company called EV Global Motors.
Yeah.
And that was all the way back in 1999. He actually started developing electric cars. It was just too soon for the market to absorb it, really. But he suffered from complications from Parkinson's disease, and he died of natural causes. And he has two daughters and eight grandchildren.
Lee Iacocca was, I guess the best way of putting it, the symbol of entrepreneurialism, the symbol of healthy, good business practices. People loved working for him. The unions loved him. He never stiffed any. His industry reputation was exactly the opposite of Donald Trump's, if you can take it today versus then. His business sense was like nobody else's I can ever remember in my life from beginning to now. He was that good. And somebody, you told the story well, Victoria, but as somebody who lived through that era, he went to the president at the time and said, Chrysler's going to go out of business. All these hundreds of thousands of employees are going to be on the street. And I have an idea. I have a plan, but I need to borrow $8 billion.
Was Reagan the president then?
Reagan was the president. And he told Reagan, I needed, you know, if you want to keep this company working and you get all the credit, I'm telling you, you give me $8 billion and I'll pay it back and then some. And so the government went out on a limb. There were a lot of people who thought it was a very bad idea. It set a very bad precedent. But anyway, they didn't want to lose all those jobs. So took the $8 billion, totally restructured the company, and paid it back in, I think it was like less than a year. If I'm not mistaken, you can correct me on that. I'm just reaching into my memory here about the ceremony when he paid it back. And I think it was with interest. It may have been $11 billion that got paid back. But the taxpayer loaned money, and this was such a, again, in the popular news media of the day, it was structured as, some who didn't like it called it a bailout. And the government shouldn't be doing blah. You know, it went on and on. The same sort of thing confronted Obama when he took over
GM. That's what I was
General
just
thinking. Motors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yep. But it turned out to be, it wasn't done the same way. It wasn't done by the person running General Motors wasn't smart enough and didn't know history well enough to just look back at the Lee Iacocca playbook and say, here, look at this is what they did before. We'll do the same thing. But at any rate, it was he was a fabulous American. a real hero in many senses. Lots of people owe their jobs, their history, their family. I mean, people will have all kinds of great things, and you won't find anybody who's really got anything substantively negative to say about the guy.
You should see the stuff on social media. People just saying he was an American hero, he was a mentor, he was a role model. It's unbelievable the things.
Yeah.
We would all wish to have those things said about us when we're gone.
We exactly. So, tip of the hat to Lee Iacocca and his many, many great ideas, how he helped America along. And so he was touted as a presidential candidate. He was not a presidential wannabe, but people tried to get him to run for president as both a Democrat and a Republican. And I don't know that anybody even knew what he was, frankly. It was like Eisenhower. Eisenhower had no party affiliation when he got after the war, and he decided to be a Republican. And I forget now why it was that he decided to be a Republican when it came to running for president, but Iacocca was the same. He had no party stripes. He was not identified with any one party, but there were people on both sides who wanted him to run.
They wanted to claim him.
Yeah, they did. Well, that's just true to a point with Bloomberg.
I guess he was a Republican. I just Googled it.
Iacocca?
He supported George W. in the 2000 election. I guess he was pretty public about that. So.
Yeah.
But it
really
sounds kind
of
like...
He disappeared as of late. We haven't heard much from him.
Yeah.
So he must
I think he got sick 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah.
Well, he had Parkinson's. Yeah.
So, a moment for Lee Iacocca. Appropriate. Very appropriate. And an American hero to be celebrated on the day that American heroes do get celebrated, the 4th of July. Today is National Eat Your Beans Day. National Eat Your Beans Day, a live healthy holiday that celebrates the bean in all sizes, shapes, and colors. Beans, also known as legumes, date back to the early 7th millennial, before Christ, B.C., making them one of the longest cultivated plants in the history of modern existence. They were, 7 millennia ago, beans, significant source of protein for people. If you're looking for complex carbohydrates, fiber, iron, eat some beans. Looking for gas, eat some beans. They're also an excellent source of fiber. That's why you get gas with them, because fiber creates gas, hard to digest. Did you know that, by the way?
Yes.
That's why
everyone
gas.
Knows that. Every woman certainly knows that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
if
snacking.
Not, we get a reminder a couple of times a week.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Garbanzo beans. Who eats those?
I love garbanzo
sometimes.
Beans.
Lots of fiber there. There are a lot of different things of the beans that are good for you. Magnesium, manganese. That's good. Yeah. Okay. So I want to. This is something that happens in the summertime more often than not, and warm, humid spots, unpleasant for pool goers. But there's a warning that's out now about a fecal parasite that can cause symptoms as like watery diarrhea, stomach cramps, fever, vomiting. It's called Cryptosporidium, also known as crypto. This is a parasite that's found in swimming pools. They can survive in water for days, and we all know what happens when you are in the pool. You get some in your mouth, and it's around your orifices and that sort of thing. There were 7,600 cases of crypto last year, so the question comes up on how you know, that's the problem. So how do you fix the problem? I want to keep swimming. Don't you all want to go into the pool?
Not if there's poop in it.
Make
sure that water's clean.
Yeah, as a lifeguard, that's why when you find that in the pool, you get everyone out and then you shock it by putting in like way more, you know, chlorine than you would normally have in it, and people stay out for hours.
Half of Americans use swimming pools as a communal bathtub. I don't know who would do that. This means the 24%.
Wait, where did you get half of American? Wait. I know that you do.
Look at the CDC report.
Half of Americans use pools as a bathtub.
Found that half of Americans use swimming pools as communal bathtubs.
No.
It means that 24% say they jump in the pool within an hour of having diarrhea, and 48% do not shower before they go swimming.
Oh, my God, I can't. happy
swimmers
4th of July, everyone.
Should
I'll
avoid
never use
the pool,
public pool again.
If
ever.
They are ill with diarrhea, and that's what we're talking about, public pools, not private pools. We're talking
well,
about
I've seen
pool.
Those. You've seen those signs that said, you know, if you've got the D, don't get in this pool. And
don't swallow the water.
How many people have diarrhea on a regular basis if 24% are getting into the water an hour after?
This must just all be the stupid little kids that are making this
I'd like to blame little kids, but you know how it is with these people.
Well, every kid pees in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's not the pee that we're worried about, right?
It's not
the pee's clean, actually.
Yeah, pee is not the problem. So it's left after the poopies.
Ugh.
Okay, well, that's that warning.
Before we move on from weird, did you guys hear about the guy who died after he ate a gecko?
I saw this headline, and like a week later or something like that. And
he, on a dare, Darwinism at its best, on a dare decided he was going to eat a gecko. And he ate the gecko, and then he started to not feel so good afterwards. And apparently his family said he was rotting from the inside. That's what they said. He ended up dying because he got, what do reptiles have? Do they have E. coli or salmonella? I think they have E. coli.
Salmonella, I thought, right?
Salmonella. And so, you're not supposed to hang out with reptiles because of that. And this guy ate one, and there you go, whammo, gone, and within the week.
Ugh. Dumb. All right, in sports, the United States women defeated England in the World Cup 2-1. They played the whole game without Megan Rapinoe. Why? What's going on with her?
She had a minor injury, so she's going to be back for Sunday for the final. We don't know who we're playing yet, though, but it'll either be Sweden or the Netherlands.
Hmm.
But it was an amazing game. Everyone
undefeated, right?
These girls are just so impressive, and every game has been such a nail biter. Kara and I are texting each other, my heart was racing. It was such a good game. They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing. And what was that? What was that stat, Kara, that you said yesterday? That the women's national team jersey is like the number one selling jersey.
Oh yeah, Nike had announced that their number one selling jersey of all time was the women's national, was their home jersey that they wear when they're playing at home.
Love
which
that.
Is amazing. So I don't know. I can actually get excited about these games. I was talking with friends yesterday about whether they had watched or not, and it's just, you know, when it comes to the men's game, I watched the last men's World Cup, and it's just they're not good. They don't make it far enough for people to get excited. It's like the women have stayed in this long enough that the hype lives up and people want to buy jerseys and people want to watch and get excited. So, I don't know. I think it's
the number of little girls sitting in the stands for every one of these games is also really cool, too.
Jennifer, do you know the name Frank Meza?
Frank Meza? No, I don't, actually.
He broke the record. Los Angeles Marathon, a couple of months ago, he crossed the finish line, and what he said was 2 hours, 53 minutes, 10 seconds.
Yeah,
fastest time ever for a 70-year-old. A lot of people said, that can't be. The next guy that was his age took 4 hours and 10 minutes to get by. So the L.A. Marathon agreed with the skeptics, and they deemed his race impossible.
Can't take a car as part of the L.A. Marathon, it turns out.
Yeah, right. That's it. He cheated a little bit.
A little.
He cut off 2 hours of time. That's a lot of cheating.
ABC Television News set the fall premiere for Grey's Anatomy, Modern Family, final season of that. The Good Doctor, Dancing with the Stars, that sort of thing. So is that big news? ABC, is that big for ABC fans for these? I don't know.
Last season of Modern Family.
Yeah, Modern Family is a big one.
It is. All right, what's on tonight, Jen?
Well, tonight, Dougie, I know what you're tuning into. It's the World Series of Poker on ESPN2.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I know how you are.
Is Leanne Tweeten doing the, she used to host that show. She's still doing
it. It could
that?
Be. This is going to be a 10-hour final. Good luck.
Oh, my God.
Also tonight, you've got Grownish on Freeform and Big Brother's new on CBS.
10 before the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
About 53 after the hour. Happy July 4th Eve, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Tech Talk, Victoria Keelan's, one of her many specialties is to follow and be able to report concisely on what's going on. Tech Talk news that affects a lot of people. Like, for example, the question, did you know that 3 in 5 of you sleep with your headphones near your bed?
Your smartphone.
Oh, you do?
Your smartphone,
not...
Yeah.
What did I say?
Headphones. Headphones would be fine. Hey, if you're sleeping with headphones on, that's fine. Yeah. But this study shows that 62% of adults...
Bad. The vibes that come out of the...
It's terrible. This is so bad for you. 62% of adults confess to sleeping with their phone on the bed, under their pillow, within arm's reach. This is so bad for you on many levels. Okay, so... beyond all of the electromagnetic fields and all the horrible cancer-causing things that get emitted from your phone going right into your brain and into your body, separate from that, their experts are actually warning that if you leave your phone charged, which a lot of people do, they plug it in and they leave it on top of their bed, that the battery doesn't have a way to cool down. And so on all smartphones, they have lithium-ion batteries. And if you're charging your phone and it's underneath your pillow, your phone can actually catch on fire. And then we all know if your mattress catches on fire, you really don't have much of a chance of surviving that. How many people have we seen who used to smoke cigarettes in bed and set themselves on fire? They fall asleep, the mattress goes up in flames. Well, the same thing can happen if you're charging your phone or your tablet. If you're reading at night on your tablet, that's the same thing. Same kind of, a lot of people read in bed and then fall asleep. sleep and they leave the tablet on the bed or under the pillow, and if it's plugged in, it doesn't have a way of releasing the hot air, because when it's charging, if you've ever felt your phone or your tablet charging, it gets very, very hot. But it has an internal cooling mechanism, and you hear the fans kick on sometimes, and so if the fans and vents are blocked, then you're at a serious risk of catching fire. And so all the manufacturers are now issuing statements after this study came out. This is 62%, again, of adults who are doing this. This is really dangerous. So Apple says that you have to keep your iPhone on a well-ventilated area. They suggest it needs to be on a hard surface, a nightstand, side table, whatever. Also, be mindful if your charging cable has been frayed a little bit, because that can also spark a fire. The damaged battery, if your battery has gotten overheated and it swells or it's warped, don't charge it anymore. It can easily rupture and catch fire. We remember this story from the Samsung Galaxies that were exploding on airplanes and things like that. So you have to just really be careful. Again, also, this is a major no-no because of all the cancer risk associated. So keep your phone on the opposite side of your bed. On the opposite side of the room, it's much, much safer.
Got to be nuts to be doing that. Nuts, 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 nuts. You notice the fan, though. If you ever pick up the iPhone, you can feel a little breeze that comes out of the hole at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. In that small space, they have a little fan in there.
Yeah.
What do you expect from the final season of Stranger Things on Netflix? Let's find out.
The Geek Out. The third and final season of Stranger Things is here. Debuting on July 4th, what has to be the original series that really pushed Netflix to the next level, the kids of Hawkins, Indiana are back with the wonderfully moody and 80s vibe that makes it universally beloved. Good question. Does anyone actually hate Stranger Things? Nah. Millie Bobby Brown returns as Eleven, the teenage girl with the special powers and bloody nose, and all of her friends take on the Mind Flayer and its baddies as they somehow have either escaped the Upside Down or remained behind after Eleven closed the interdimensional gate at the end of season 2. This is the final season, and we've posted the trailer for Stranger Things on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Next up, what do I have here? Oh, NASA.
Tesla.
No. Tesla.
Tesla's in the news. Yep, after a slow start to the year, Tesla announced yesterday that it made and delivered a record number of cars in its second quarter of 2019. It produced 87,000 vehicles in the quarter and delivered 95,000, which they came up short by 10,000 cars in the first quarter. And this was way above expectations. Elon Musk is a very happy guy, and the quarterly performance comes at a time where Tesla actually lost three high-ranking executives in the span of a week. So it seems like they've been scrambling a little bit behind the scenes. But Elon Musk wrote to all the employees that they knew they had a really good chance of delivering a record number in the quarter, and they did.
Yeah. He's not the easiest guy in the world to work for, I've heard, so that may be the problem with the people running the company. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.